Last week, across our northern border, another explosive hearing added to the political turmoil involving Canada's Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. Joining us now from Ottawa is Robert Fife, who broke the story for the Globe and Mail early last month. Robert, it's great to have you.
Thank you for having me.
So we often don't hear Justin Trudeau and scandal in the same phrase here. What's at the heart of what's happening? What did you find out in February?
What happened was Canada's first Indigenous Justice Minister, Jody Wilson-Raybould, who was actually a real star in the cabinet, was demoted in a cabinet shuffle in January, which had everybody scratching their heads because she was demoted from Justice Minister and Attorney General to Veterans Affairs, which is, although an important portfolio, it's a clear demotion. And nobody really understood why she was demoted. And then I discovered that it appears to be because she had objected to the government and the prime minister's pressure tactics to get her to have an out-of-court settlement for SNC-Lavalin, which is a very large engineering construction company based in Quebec. Government was doing this for two reasons. One was for electoral reasons, and one was that SNC-Lavalin is a fairly large employer. It launched one of the largest lobbying campaigns last fall. They began the pressure tactics on Ms. Wilson-Raybould. She refused to go along with them largely because she backed the independent prosecutor.
Robert, I want to go back a second. So for those of us who, including myself, who are just learning about who Jody Wilson-Raybould is, she, of course, is the first Indigenous Attorney General. As you mentioned, she was demoted. What happened at the testimony on Wednesday?
Well, it was pretty explosive testimony. Ms. Wilson-Raybould, who had not really commented at all on any of the stories we had written or what had been raised in the House of Commons, she said she couldn't do so because of solicitor-client privilege and because of cabinet confidentiality. Anyway, she came in and she just said, look, I was subjected to constant and coordinated political pressure from the Prime Minister, the Clerk of the Privy Council, which is the country's top bureaucrat, Mr. Trudeau's top aides, as well as the finance minister and the finance minister's chief of staff. She went through all the meetings that in which the pressure was applied to her, very detailed. She had notes and she had emails. So it was pretty explosive and I would say rather courageous because this was a woman who was standing all alone against the powers that be. And she continued to say no to them. And by January 7th, they were telling her she was being moved out of Justice Department.
What's Trudeau's position been on this, Robert?
Well, he's been all over the map. His position has changed. First, he said his stories, allegations were false. And then he said, well, I never directed her. Nobody ever said he directed her. Then they had the character assassinations. And then he said, well, I met with her, but I'm still puzzled why she resigned. I mean, the stories have continually changed. And now the new one is she has a different interpretation than we do. And they said, no, it's not. It wasn't inappropriate pressure. It was lawful advocacy.
So let's talk a little bit about what this means in the context of Canadian politics. We here in the United States have been quite immersed in our own political scandals, if you will. So I'm just trying to understand, in Canadian politics, where does this fall on the level of severity here? Or what could be the potential? Could this really derail Justin Trudeau's possibility to be reelected?
I don't think it will. It's certainly hurt the prime minister on a number of fronts. One is he said he was a feminist, and yet after the stories are published, liberal insiders are going around character assassinating Ms. Wilson-Raybould as she was difficult to deal with, which is what you often hear about women who stand up to people. He ended up having to apologize that, but took him a week before he did that. He made a big deal about reconciliation with Canada's First Nations. And she has pointed out that there's been a lot of doublespeak on this, but not a lot of action. And more important, he's always talked about an ethical government and the importance of the rule of law. And clearly, when it comes to a large corporation, of which, by the way, had once pleaded guilty to $100,000 of illegal contributions to the Liberal Party, the whole rule of law has sort of fallen by the wayside. Having said that, Mr. Trudeau is probably going to come back because the New Democrats, which is sort of the Socialist Party, has a very weak leader and their numbers are very low. For the Conservatives to win more votes, they need the NDP to be higher.
Robert Fife is the Ottawa Bureau Chief for the Globe and Mail. Robert, thanks for your reporting.
You're welcome.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.